This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two. Two of how many, you may ask? Two out of 3 hours of live radio we do every day of the year, and that includes Thanksgiving, which I'm almost always on Thanksgiving because I tend to do Thursday nights, and I always at least have some pumpkin pie, and then I come in. But that's what we do, and we do it because we love the ideas of liberty, and we think it's worth sharing them with you. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about Trump's new appointee to the acting head of the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land Management. Why does the government need a Bureau of Land Management? Because the federal government claims ownership of 28% of the United States. Yes, you heard that correctly. 28% of the United States, the federal government says we own. Now, the founding fathers thought, hey, as the federal government comes across lands, say through purchases or whatever, we should sell that back to the people. We're not in the business of being landlords.
They weren't really supposed to be in the business of buying land either. There was nothing in the Constitution that authorized the Louisiana Purchase, and it's one of the few things that I can hold against Jefferson.
Sure.
We could give it back to France, right?
I mean,
that'd be popular. Sure.
I think we should definitely de-invade the Louisiana Purchase, but I don't think that we should invite France to invade it again. They should just be anarchists like the rest of us.
Good point.
This new guy, his name is Pendley. He had written an article in National Review saying the founding fathers intended all lands owned by the federal government to be sold. And he was also involved in a Solenex deal. This was
What's that?
It was a pretty well-known deal. Basically, the Reagan
administration.
It sounds like it. Solenex purchased a 6,247-acre lease in northwest Montana in 1982 during the Reagan administration for about $1 an acre. And basically, the debate has been, a couple Indian tribes have said, oh, no, there is an area there where you want to build a service road that goes across much of our sacred land, and we contend that the federal government stole it from us. Well, yeah, the federal government has a long history of stealing land from the Indians.
Yeah, well, the government stole the land from us, too. That's why we have to pay property taxes. We don't own where we live.
As such, there have been some leases that have gone through on this land where the federal government leases, you know, for things like drilling for oil and for mining, which the government then receives the benefit of. I haven't got my federal mining check yet, but I keep checking the mail every day. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all going? Y'all doing?
Richard, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
I heard a statement earlier. I forget which gentleman said it, but he mentioned he was talking about humans and how at one point, I don't want to slander the quote, but he mentioned that humans at one point were animals too. Do you guys recall that statement?
Oh yeah, that was me.
Nobody
that was
said that.
That was right. The artist formerly known as Nobody, or formerly known as Rich Paul.
Right. My question concerning that comment, because I am completely in agreement, is that you go back when Mike Tyson was in his prime, and he said he would fight a lion. So my question to you gentlemen is this. It's two parts, and please, if you don't mind, let me finish both parts before you answer either of them. Is that, one, if Mike Tyson were to fight a lion, who wins? And two, if that fight were to take place, how do you keep a lion in a corner until seconds are out?
That's a great question. Thanks for the call, Roy.
We've had some good trolls tonight. I mean,
how do you keep lions in a corner for what?
During the count.
Time
you
runs
know?
Down.
Yeah, yeah. Until the, I just suppose. I'm going to go with the lion. I mean, Mike Tyson, he had a good career, but there towards the end, he was kind of losing it, and I'm not sure in seeing the interviews and films that he's been in, I think he could take on a lion.
Mike Tyson is definitely tougher than Siegfried and Roy. However, was it Roy, I think, that got the bite to the neck?
One or the other, yeah. I can't remember which.
Yeah, it didn't work out for Roy, so I'm going to go with the lion on that one.
Rich?
I mean, generally bet on a lion, yeah. I mean, well, it depends. Is Tyson armed?
That's a good question.
Armed how? Does he have his arms? I think, the last time.
Well,
I checked.
He has them at the beginning, but does he have them at the end?
He bit off an ear one time, didn't he?
He did do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's a pretty vicious fighter. There's no doubt about it.
He's pretty crazy. We're going to jump back just a couple lines out of this story. Pendley, this is the guy who has been nominated to be acting head of the BLM. Pendley has also blasted former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke for not doing enough to open up public lands to private development. In another article for the National Review published in 2017, Pendley criticized Zinke for not reducing national monuments at the rate he deemed necessary. Quote, instead of doing as asked by the Trump administration, Secretary Zinke recommended decreasing the size of only four of the most blatantly illegal national monuments while leaving the boundaries of all others standing with mollycoddle language, which will soon get stricken down by environmentalists. That Zinke reduced only two national monuments wasn't enough. Pendley rejected that Zinke proposed to make the Badger 2 Medical Preserve, Medicine Preserve in Montana, a national monument. This is an area that Solonex wanted to explore for drilling. So this guy, he's got some, at least he writes stuff. He's been involved in lawsuits suing BLM to return land, and he's apparently picked some fights with previous administrations about them not going far enough. So I guess call me cautiously optimistic. It's hard to get, like the example of the Department of Education and DeVore. I mean, man, we thought that thing had its days numbered. And
you didn't really think that, did you?
Well, of course not. We were led to believe that.
Well, that's what that's the alarmist attitude of the media, right? Like, you made this comment, I think, off the air, Rich, pointing out, you made this comment about the sort of the alarmism in the headlines and Trump has appointed this guy who doesn't even like the BLM, and as though something significant is going to change here, as though one person can have some kind of a real impact on this massive federal bureaucracy that employs God knows how many people and how many billions of dollars is in its budget. I mean, I would love for it to be true that some administrator could get in there and just start, you know, just destroying this bureaucracy from the inside. It just doesn't work that way. These things are entrenched, and they have been there for decades, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. As you guys pointed out, without an act of Congress, there's likely very little that this guy can do. However, if he does get in there and not do certain things that his predecessors have done, maybe drag his feet in certain areas, not show up to work, if he can fire some of the employees, that would be cool. I don't know what's possible, but I'm not expecting much.
In the Washington Post article that we don't have access to, that article said that he was going to pretty much shutter the D.C. offices and move everybody out west where most of the land is.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, and it's probably a lower cost of living for those people in the west. 855, 450 free. What do you think? Should the BLM go away? I'm all for it. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll free number. 855-450-3733. Hey, if you're getting into digital currency, if you're getting into cryptocurrency, it's a little bit different than dealing with those hideously disgusting greenback dollars that we're forced to use by our government. You can't put digital currency in a leather wallet. It just doesn't work. You have to have a digital wallet. And as far as I'm concerned, the best digital wallet out there right now, if you're going to hold multiple cryptocurrencies, is the Edge wallet. Edge is compatible with iOS and Android. You can use it on either one. It is perfect. It just works. I can't.
I'm not gonna say it's perfect.
I'm gonna say yeah. It's tough to say. It's the best one I've used.
It's the one I use
for a long time.
It's the one I use more than any other, and there's a reason for that. But when I have encountered an imperfection, and I have, because
I
use it
too.
A lot. So we use wallets a lot here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. We live in crypto mecca, where we can actually go out and buy things, have our car repaired, go to the dentist, and do things with cryptocurrency. So we get the chance to really put these wallets to the test. And there have been a couple of issues that have cropped up over the last year, the last several months. And I have sent Edge Wallet's support team a couple of notices of, hey, I ran into this here at this location, and here's a screenshot, and sent them a log because it's easy to send logs to them.
Yep.
And they were super helpful and super responsive, and they work very hard to, I think, satisfy those requests. I've been very pleased.
I've had one that I reported personally, but then I've directed some of my customers to report problems they were having. And, again, they were happy with it, and they're still Edge Wallet users. Okay, maybe perfect goes a bit far, but it's among the best for a multi-currency wallet that's out there right now. It is user-controlled. That means you retain the keys. That means you control your money. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. There's support for BTC or Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more.
Ravencoin now.
Oh, yes. That was a big one. Oh, we like Ravencoin. It's built by a veteran team. They've been building since 2014, and their tagline is securing your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And that's, I think, a really important thing. We work with this stuff all the time, as you point out. Responsiveness from a development team is highly valued. All I can say is that's something. When I actually get a response, when I actually get a call back, that's a good thing. That means I can keep using my money and keeping it safe.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this guy, Pendley. He is the new nominee for it's an acting head of the BLM, and he has some ideas that kind of go counter to a lot of people's ideas. The idea that the government really shouldn't be in the owning land business, as they own 28% of the land in the United States right now. We're going to go to the phones, where we've got Angry calling from New York. Angry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, Dave. But what's on your mind tonight?
There is a cat freak who comes here every single night between 11 p.m. and midnight, and he's always putting cat food behind the dumpsters. And I have reported this guy to, like, the police, and, you know, they said, you know, they have told me, you know, I should speak to the property manager, my landlord, because they really can't do anything about it.
Yeah, why would you call the police on somebody who's leaving food out for cats?
Because the guy doesn't live here. He doesn't belong here. He used to come here in a reddish maroon Outback or something, or some kind of Outback shit, like a station wagon or whatever.
Ooh, there we go. Yeah, we had a...
You missed it. I think the board op got it. Yeah.
Yes.
It was so fast, I didn't even... I couldn't even really say for sure whether he said it, but I think he did.
Yeah,
that's too bad. Because I really enjoy Dave's calls, and normally he doesn't say things like that.
Well, my theory is that this guy is an invited guest of the cats who do live there, and that therefore he should be allowed to continue to come and bring them their food.
Yeah, poor Dave. He's always mad about something. I mean, ever since that guy started calling this show, I don't know, 5-7 years ago or something like that, he's been mad about something or something else. It's usually how he's being treated online, and as we discovered, it really has to do with how he treats people online. And then people will follow him around. It was funny because I was actually out in Vegas, and one of the guys who's helping out Adam Kokesh with his presidential campaign is a huge Dave fan. He follows Dave every move. He watches Dave's videos, probably not all of them because there's a ton of them. But he actually recorded a special message for Dave for his birthday or something like that. So Dave has his fans out there.
He does indeed. We're going to go to another Dave. This is Dave calling from Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's hard to follow Dave, that one.
This Dave is also angry, but it's about different things, I guess. I have some breaking news for you.
Before you go on with the breaking news, you know what I was going to bug the other Dave about, but I actually meant to say something to you. I meant to say it off the air, but I'll just say it on the air. Have you considered calling on our Discord server? Because you're a pretty frequent caller, and you're a news guy, and you know what? If you're going to deliver the news, you ought to be sounding better. You ought to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, and if you were to call on our Discord call-in lines, you would have an instant call quality upgrade, and it would be really pleasurable to listen to.
That would work for me if Discord worked for me, but I've not been able to get it to work with voice.
Oh, no. What's the problem?
I don't know. I got technical support from my gaming buddies, Immortal Online. And that didn't work.
So you tried it on your smartphone and it didn't work there?
I haven't tried Discord on the smartphone.
That's what I would suggest. Just go ahead and install it on your smartphone. It's easy. You go to discordapp.com and or just download the Discord app from your Apple or Google App Store. And then what you do is you create a user account. This is going to take 5 minutes at most. I mean, it's not a long time. You know, the time it takes to download the app, create the account. And then all you have to do is go to your web browser and type in discord.lrn.fm, and that'll get you into our Discord server. And then it's a simple matter to join one of the top four rooms there called the on-air call-in lines. So give us a quick tease on this news, and then we'll hold on to you.
Oh, okay, the state of New Hampshire is apparently investigating me.
Oh, no.
Really? Okay, that is a good tease. Hang on. Dave Ridley is with us from RidleyReport.com. I want to hear Dave Ridley sound Discord quality.
Absolutely, and it will be good. 855-450-FREE. We are going to hear from Dave Ridley, and then we have a repeat call, and we're going to discuss whether we should take...
Normally, we only do one call per night. Is it the other Dave?
It is the other Dave.
I'm willing to give forgiveness this one time.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his decision to raise tariffs on China next month. On the south lawn of the White House, the president says his decision will help the United States economy and force China to make a better deal.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president is in Cincinnati, Ohio, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he does not support President Trump's pick to be the next director of National Intelligence, Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
He strikes me as is extremely unqualified in every way.
The New York Democrats speaking before heading off for the August recess. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close at 26,583. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's where you call in, get on the air, and bring up the topic that you want to discuss. You don't have to weigh in on what we're talking about. You can change the subject completely, and that's what I like about this show. This is why I was a fan of the show before I even thought about getting on the air, but I'm happy I did because I get to spend my Thursdays with these two fine gentlemen. This is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we were talking about BLM. I think we pretty much exhausted that story. We'll move on to something else. And we've had some calls from Dave from Poughkeepsie. I mean, he's old school. He's been a caller on the show for years.
Pretty old school.
And we're gonna bring him back in a bit. But
normally we only get one call per night. If you screw up and say a profanity, that's the night. That's your night for you. But it didn't seem like it was something he did on purpose. And I think all three of us are willing to let him back on for this. So we'll do that here after Dave Ridley comes back with us.
A mulligan for Dave. Angry Dave.
Yeah, angry Dave.
We're gonna go back to Dave Ridley. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
So, Dave, you said the government of New Hampshire is investigating you. What's going on?
What'd you do?
Apparently investigating me. What happened was someone you know, Dick Tracy, believe it or not, showed up at the door of my residence in Winchester.
Whoa.
Dick
really?
Tracy?
Dick Tracy is a euphemistic name, I guess.
No, it's his real name.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
And what is this gentleman's job, if I'm thinking of the same
one? It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, so he is an FBI agent.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he is an investigator. He is a he works for the New Hampshire Attorney General's office. His name
really?
Is actually Dick Tracy,
not Richard.
It was probably given it to probably him as Richard is. Tracy, but yeah.
But if you were an investigator, wouldn't you go by Dick Tracy? I guess I would.
Every so sentence I said to that man would end with his name.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You want to see?
You think that's a good idea, Dick Tracy?
you want to see the video where I first meet that guy? Me and Adamo Freeman. Went down to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, and we encountered Dick Tracy. It's a great video. It's really entertaining. I highly recommend it. All you have to do is search the Free Keen YouTube channel for Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy.
And it'll come up.
Wow, I'm disappointed. Wow. I've placed a few calls to the Attorney General's office for some malfeasances by my town, and I never got to talk to Dick Tracy.
The video is full of, like, innuendo, and it's really good.
How could it not be?
What is this guy doing at your front door? And you weren't there, right? You're in Colorado.
I was not there, correct. About 2 weeks ago, I came to Colorado and requested my folks because of some health issues that my mom is having.
Oh,
and so I wasn't there when he showed, thank you. But I wasn't there when he showed up. I think it was either today or yesterday. So I just got an email about it from my landlord. I guess he's with the election law, I think election law division or something like that. He's a chief investigator, okay. I think.
So he's investigating purported election fraud. That's what his job is now.
David,
I believe he does that.
I just got to ask you, do you work for the Russians?
Я не говорю много по-русски. Я не знаю.
I have no idea what he said.
Hopefully he didn't curse.
I said, I do not speak Russian. I do not know. I do not speak. Я не говорю много по-русски. But I do not speak much Russian. I guess what they do is they will tend to, like, they will tend to investigate people after, maybe it happens shortly after they first registered to vote. And I think I registered in November of 2018 in Winchester a couple months
ago.
Did
you register without showing identification?
Yes. I didn't have,
okay.
Well, no, actually, I think I showed them my ID, but it had the old address on it, of course, because I just moved to Winchester. So what the New Hampshire law only requires you to inform the DMV of your new address. You don't have to get a new driver's license every time
Correct.
You switch apartments or something like that. So anyway, I didn't have what I needed. And I don't, you know, I'm not real, I think when I was in Bedford, I also did that. I think I filled out the affidavit or whatever. I swear I live in New Hampshire.
Oh yeah, and also Dave, I remember I think it was your video from the voting in 2018, if I recall correctly. Didn't you also register at the polls?
Yes.
Okay. So they're actually investigating that, which happened back in November, right?
It's possible. It's also possible that the videos themselves triggered the investigation, because I'm sure they don't investigate everybody who fills out the affidavit, right? And that would be probably
did I know? Can we say who your landlord is?
I don't know. I guess so. I didn't ask.
I don't think it gives away the location or anything like that. But a lot of our longtime listeners will remember Lauren Canario, if I recall correctly. I believe she is your landlord.
Yes.
So I have to wonder: did Lauren record video of Dick Tracy coming to her front door?
I've sent an email asking that.
Okay.
I don't know yet if she got video.
All right. I hope she did.
This is just a preliminary report. But that series of videos that I shot, you know, that in November when I registered, is pretty interesting because, first of all, there's this creepy dude that's, like, looking over my shoulder and he's touching my paperwork, apparently, and he's, like, asking me questions. He's apparently just some local busybody. He didn't even work for the government. And that was triggered by the fact that I was filming my process and filming the bureaucrats that came to interact with me.
Right.
And one of whom tried to stop me from filming, right? Not everywhere, but he tried to stop me from filming inside the rope, I guess you would call it. There's a roped area that you're supposed to enter to cast your vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was saying, I can't film myself going into that area.
Ridiculous.
Can't film yourself. That's insane. Dave, you're going to keep us up to date on this, I hope.
What did he do? Ask to talk to you and leave a card?
He left a card, and that's how I know his name. It was, and his card says Richard Tracy, by the way. Yeah. He probably doesn't go with it by Dick Tracy.
Oh, come on.
But that's his name. I mean, come on. By the way, it's worth pointing out one other... Yep, go ahead. Please.
One other thing worth knowing. I think there is something on that affidavit that you fill out. If you fill out the affidavit without giving them a blood of a virgin and all the other things you're supposed to give them to prove where you live, if you go filling out the affidavit route instead, it does say that you may be investigated.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so this is them, mm-hmm. you know, just doing their jobs or whatever.
And it's been a sensitive topic in New Hampshire because our New Hampshire state government agreed to be sort of a pilot program for the federal government to look at out-of-state voting. That was one of the things that came up out of allegations from 2016.
Yeah, so, I mean, in general, I mean, it's a bad idea to have a voting system where you can vote to subjugate your neighbor, but if you are going to have one of those things, it's good to know that the people casting the votes are really entitled to do so. So if that's all he's doing is checking out your voter registration, then I gotta say, I'm cool with it. He's not hurting anybody.
Well, either way, you're still not obligated to answer any of his questions, as
true.
I understand it.
Hey, true. Dave, thanks for the call.
And by the way, go ahead.
I just wanted to add on the topic of funny, perhaps unintentionally so, names here of bureaucrats in New Hampshire. I just want to go through a short list here. During the time when we first encountered Dick Tracy at the Attorney General's office, the Attorney General's name at that time, it's no longer the case because, you know, they moved through different ones,
right.
But at the time was Richard Head.
So Dick Tracy was lurking for Dick Head?
That is correct. And the prosecutor here in Keene's name was Killam. And most recently, the hat which you're wearing, Chris, the Pho Keen Great restaurant that opened here in Keene, was an Asian restaurant, was attacked by the city manager named Elizabeth A. Dragon. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. 855 450 free. Silly names of silly bureaucrats here in
New Hampshire. I'm sure I'm forgetting one, but those are four of my favorites.
That slays me.
It does. This is Free Talk Live.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the radio and to change the subject. You could bring up any topic you are interested in, and we are happy to talk about it. I do want to tell you about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is pretty amazing stuff. It's a black tooth powder made from charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Those things may sound exciting and or may sound a little strange, but they're fine for you. It is when you put them together the way
you're not supposed to swallow normal toothpaste, but you can actually swallow the products with My Magic Mud.
Absolutely, yeah. My Magic Mud is clinically proven to whiten teeth. You can get it at most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart in the natural beauty aisle. You can receive 20% off of your order at MyMagicMud.com with coupon code FTL20. That's FTL20 when you go to MyMagicMud.com.
I have gone there.
You have?
Even when they were not sponsors of the show and purchased their products.
I think I think most people in New Hampshire first came across them when they attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival several years ago. I was there that year, and I was intrigued, and my son and I both bought some, and he subsequently, I'm going to say it's an accident. He accidentally took mine and his, so he got two, I have zero, but that kind of thing just happened. But I would say by popular demand, but we just talked about it and figured it was probably an accident when Dave from New York accidentally let something slip. So we are going to encourage him to take a deep breath, be calm, and...
I know you're really angry about this man with the cat food behind the dumpster.
And frankly, who wouldn't be?
But don't say naughty words on the air, Dave.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I didn't swear. Maybe you guys heard me wrong. I didn't swear.
Okay, well, we all thought you did.
I didn't, but I'm trying to say...
Maybe you should be calling on Discord so we can better hear your words, because the higher audio fidelity makes it easier to understand it when people are saying things, Dave. Are you afraid
of... hail Discordia.
He has been on the Discord server before, but are you afraid of the Discord server?
I don't know the number for the thing.
It's not a number, dude.
It's an app.
Program.
Here, write this down. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. That's all you got to do. You have to put the Discord app on your phone, and then you just put that in your browser, and it'll take you
right. Yeah, a phone is only supposed to be used for calling and texting. I don't have many apps on my phone. A phone is only supposed to be used for calling and texting. Anyway,
is that an Obama phone?
What?
Is that because it's an Obama phone? It's a welfare phone?
No, it's a Boost. It's Boost Mobile.
Boost, okay.
Why, you can't put an app on there, really?
You just want to preserve your megabytes. You don't want to download too much stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't doubt them. I only use my computer for apps or whatever. Anyway, point being,
that's
is that
lame.
This guy, he comes anywhere between 11 p.m. and midnight, and, you know, he used to drive like a red maroon Subaru Outback, and the guy thinks he's so slick in that, you know, he thinks he's slick, but he's not. He drives a silver car. You know, I want to go out there with my megaphone and be like, oh, what happened to the other car you just
drove?
Hold on,
Dave, wait a minute. Now, by the way, do me a favor and just back off the phone like an inch. It'll make you sound a little bit better. Are you driving these days? Because I know you did have a car at some point in the past.
Yeah, I do have a car. It's parked here. But anyway,
okay.
He used to drive here in a reddish maroon Subaru Outback, and I wrote down the plate number. I told the cops about it, and now
the cops laughed at you because the man's not committing a crime by leaving food for cats.
Don't the cats live there?
Now, to be fair,
cats didn't invite this guy,
right? And if he were leaving food for homeless people, there may be a law against that. But these
the guy, he doesn't live here. He doesn't belong here. I want to get this guy tossed out. And the cops
is that a gated community? I mean, is this like some sort of... Is there a protection? Or do you have, like, security at the... Is this an apartment complex? Or where are you living these days? Is it Section 8?
It's an apartment complex, yes.
Okay. But is it one of those ones where the government runs it because it's a welfare apartment?
Anyway, point being, is that I don't want this guy coming here. And, you know, I told the cops about this guy. The cops showed up twice.
Dave, do you own this property? Do you own this property?
No, I don't. But I don't want this guy coming here. First, it was one cop who came here.
Did he say something to you? Did he make you angry? Did he do something besides?
Isn't he always angry?
Yes, he is.
This guy has come to my window and made idle threats to me.
Really? Give me an example.
Idle threats? I mean,
then why wouldn't you complain about that instead of the feeding of the cats if that was the real issue?
It went out of my mind at that point. You know, I'm just trying to get this guy.
Oh, only then did you go out of your mind?
Stop laughing. It's not funny. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Silence. I kill you.
Yeah, stop laughing. It's not funny.
I kill you.
Tell me what to do.
This is serious.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
How serious is it that a man comes and feeds cats? That is not a serious issue, Dave. Dave, if you called in tonight, if you called us up and you said, you guys, I'm really sick, and I'm going to be in the hospital, we would be concerned. But when you call us up and tell us a strange man has been feeding cats in my neighborhood, it's hard for us to be serious.
It's hard for anyone
we
to
We would
take
be
that
serious,
sense.
But we're paralyzed by not caring very much. I mean, I'm happy for the cats that they're getting a good meal, because it's hard for a cat to get a good meal in this world. You know, they have to fight it out with the homeless these days.
Maybe
there's so many of them.
You need to move to a new location, Dave. Now, why did you choose
the
apartment?
This guy doesn't need to come here anymore. I don't need
but
to
you
move.
Already
this
said
guy,
you don't own
here.
Your
he
property.
He doesn't belong here.
You don't own the property.
But
so
I'm
what
gonna,
can you do?
I,
you can
I
complain
told
to the police, and they're going to do nothing, which they've done. They've done for you what they do for everybody else. Congratulations.
Yeah, what do you want to be done here, exactly?
What do I want to be done exactly? Haven't you been listening to me? I told you, I don't want this guy coming here anymore.
I
told the cops about it, and I'm going to, I told the building manager,
what did the manager say?
She said, she was like saying, I'm not there at 11 o'clock, you know, I don't see what's going on, you know, I have
doesn't
no time
sound
for
like
this
she cares.
Or that, you know. So
yeah.
I'm going to tell
sounds
my
like
landlord.
A blow off.
So I'm going to tell my landlord.
Okay, go right ahead and then see what the landlord says. And what if the landlord comes back to you and says, Dave, I asked him to feed those cats. He's welcome.
He doesn't know this guy. He doesn't know this guy.
Okay. Well, you know, you think the landlord is going to post a guard there at 11 o'clock at night?
To protect you from cat feeders.
What are you expecting to happen here? To make
some kind of a complaint about this guy to the building manager, which I told her, right?
So they call that called passing the buck.
Yeah.
When you go to somebody and you complain about a thing and that person tells you, we can't help you, but maybe this other guy can. And you go to the other guy and the other guy tells you, well, I can't get there at 11 o'clock at night. That means they don't really care that much. Talk to the landlord. And then you're going to go and talk to the landlord and maybe the landlord won't pass the buck. Maybe the landlord will just straight up tell you he doesn't care because the guy who's leaving food for the cat isn't making a mess. He's leaving a dish with some food in it.
But the freak guy, he has come to my window making idle threats.
Okay, what was the threat?
What exactly?
What is an idle threat?
You know, like an idle threat saying, I'm going to do this.
That, by definition, means he's not going to do anything.
Well, wait, what did he say?
I'm sure you guys know what idle threats mean.
I'm asking you to be specific.
It means a threat... That is not going to, that you're not going to carry through on.
By definition.
But so basically, if somebody says, I'm going to punch you in the face, and I say that's an idle threat, I'm saying, no, you're not going to punch me in the face, and as a matter of fact, I dare you to.
Are you going to tell us what it was or not, Dave?
I don't really remember what he said, because it was like early part of the, like around July-ish or so, because I forgot to record him.
Dave, I know this is not easy for you. I know this is really bothering you. There is only one solution. You're living in government housing. You have to go to the government. I would recommend voting as hard as you can for some real change.
Dave stumbled onto an idea. He said he forgot to record him. Next time the dude comes to the dumpster, grab your video camera. You definitely have one. You're making videos all the time over at, what's the channel? My Own Damn Channel on YouTube, I think it is. My own damn channel. If you want to watch Dave's rambling videos, check him out. Thanks for the call tonight. And record this guy and put him on the internet. Turn him into a star.
Dave, thanks for your calls.
See if he likes that.
Free Talk Live.
Hour 3's coming up.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Living in a more free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. If you're stuck at a job, business, or relationship where you are not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.